Before there was Portastatic, our guest today, there was Superchunk, the poster band for the indie DIY ethic since the 90s. The connection is Mac McCann, who is also the leader of the very successful indie label Merge Records. Today we'll hear an acoustic set from Portastatic and talk with Mac. To start, I ask him to tell us the relationship between his work with Portastatic and Superchunk.
The Portastatic thing started, I think it's 92, 93, something like that. Just as a side project, really, because even though Superchunk was really quite active at that time in terms of touring and recording, I always still recorded stuff at home and on my four track. And at some point, a friend of ours who lived in New Jersey, named Tom Sharpling, asked if he could release some of those songs, some of those home recordings on a label that he was starting. So I had to come up with a name for it, and Portastatic derives from the name of the four-track I was using at the time called the Porta Studio. And so it just kind of grew from there. I mean, it started really just originally as a recording thing, and eventually I would kind of play sporadically live, but really never too much, just because Superchunk was always touring so much, I really was never that anxious to go back out on tour once we got back from whatever we were doing, you know. So it existed mainly as a recording thing, and also just a platform really where I could kind of do, no one was expecting anything in particular, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think Superchunk, when Superchunk puts out an album, people have an idea in their mind about what that's going to be like, whether we meet that idea or not. But I think with Portastatic, I've tried to hopefully create this situation where there is no hard and fast expectation about what that's going to be. So it's allowed me to do, you know, instrumental albums for film scores. I did a EP of Brazilian songs. I've done collaborations with different people. I think it's given me just an outlet that can kind of be whatever I want it to be, which is different than the Superchunk situation.
Well, we're talking so much about this. Why don't we begin with one of the songs from here, which is we get a performance of Sour Shores.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll do that.
At the end of a day run ragged, boxed in, locked out and haggard, there was the cluster of milky lights over the black hills. They ring this town, and you knew they'd be coming down. Yeah, you knew they'd be coming down to swing low over the maritime. So thick and without age, there's a place even the old and used can hide. Until light spills out of the open door, and you feel young again at the offer of a ride. Oh yeah, here's your ride. Oh yeah, here's your ride. Oh. Surfs up on sour shores, yeah, on our sour shores. You may black out your windows now, but I have not forgotten yours. Rain down, rain down on rotten doors, on down our rotten doors. And in the night just step outside and wonder what this life is for. So put your ear to the door. Do you remember how the clues were scattered? A curled note in a buried box, bone binding cracked from the ears in the ground. Well, not shattered. Ah, your grandfather knew what mattered. Yeah, he knew and he left it to you. So clear your head, forget your bed tonight. Go where the sand grows black, not red tonight. It's not a happy ending, it's just an escape from the light. And it's better than you ever had, even if it's only in your sleepy head. Surfs up on sour shores, yeah, on our sour shores. You may black out your windows now, but I have not forgotten yours. Rain down on rotten doors, on down our rotten doors. Your wings may not be fit to fly, but you will be weightless at your core.
That is Sour Shores, which is the way the latest Portastatic album begins, the Beat Still Please disc. And we're talking with Mac McConn today about his work with Portastatic and everything he does. You know, it's so funny, you talk about the time spent with Portastatic, but how much time, you also, people may not know, you also run Merge Records, one of the, at least to my ears, greatest A&R label out there, with everybody from Spoon to Richard Buckner, Camera Obscura, M. Ward, all record for Merge, as does Portastatic. And how much of your life is spent up with your record company day job now? Did you imagine it that way?
It's funny because things have, you know, when we started Merge, it was really, and that was in 1989, Laura Balance, who's also in Superchunk, and I started the label in 89, and it was really originally a vehicle for us to put out records by bands that we were in and you know, some local bands, but certainly wasn't our job, and we certainly weren't making any money doing it. At least for a few years, we couldn't hire anybody else or anything like that. So really, at that time and through the mid-90s, I would say, Superchunk was really our day job, quote-unquote, and Merge was growing and everything, but still a smaller concern. And then things just kind of flipped around, you know, gradually as the label grew and the band became less and less active and we wanted to, you know, tour less and less and that kind of thing. It allowed us to be around more and allowed the label to grow. And, you know, we've also just been lucky to be able to work with some of the people that we've worked with, and it's been great how it's gone so far, and I think it's been a pretty organic process, which is one of the reasons that we still exist, I think.
You know, it's interesting where you hear so many dire tales about the record industry and, you know, Tower closing. I hear Virgin maybe going under. And does that kind of thing affect Merge? Is Merge in kind of a different position?
I mean, I think that we like to think that we are. You know, I don't really know the answer to that question. I don't think that anyone does yet. You know, I bet a lot of people think that they're immune to certain things. But it's one of those things where, you know, like file sharing and illegal downloading and stuff like that. I mean, people are freaking out about that. But I think the people that have the most reason to freak out about that and have been for the last few years are major labels, because they put out a lot of terrible records. And they put out a lot of records with and they've fostered this whole situation where they create a demand for one song, like the hit single off any given album, you know. And at a certain point, with CDs costing like $19 or something that they're putting out, people at this point know that there is only one song on that CD they want to hear, so why should they buy that? And I think certainly iTunes is a way to get people to at least pay for that one song, you know. But it's one of those things where I feel like, you know, for the last 5 or 6 years, this whole outcry about file sharing and stuff that's and the kind of doomsday talk around that is really a little bit misplaced in terms of why people are buying fewer and fewer CDs.
We're talking with Mac McCann from Port of Static, and we're hearing some performances. So we should play some more music now. Tell me about Noisy Night. Where's that from?
Noisy Night is a song off of the Summer of the Shark record, and it features Margaret White on violin, both on the record and in the live performance. And it's a song that's there's some songs that you write and then you never want to have to play them again because for whatever reason they don't work, or I've written something that's too difficult for me to actually play on guitar or something like that. But this is a song that's always fun to play live, and it always sounds great, especially if Margaret is around.
Ah, well, let's hear this, a performance of Noisy Night from Port of Static.
Underneath the yellow light. Well, it's a noisy night.
That's Noisy Night from Porta Static playing live today on the World Cafe. And as Mac mentioned, that is Margaret White on violin. Who else is in Porta Static for this?
In this incarnation, my brother Matthew's playing drums. Jim Wilbur, who's also in Superchunk, is playing bass. And Jeff Clark is playing guitar.
Superchunk, Porta Static, Merge, they're all centered in this... this kind of special area of the country, whether you call it the Triangle or whatever it is down in Chapel Hill. But it's special in terms of indie rock, in a way. There's always been, I mean, you go back to things like Let's Active or Dylan Fence or whatever.
Sure.
There's always been bands. Did you, as you started Superchunk, did you pay attention to those older bands from the area? Was that an important thing for you to look at?
Yeah, I guess, because when... To me, they weren't older bands. They were like the bands that I was into.
right.
They may seem like older bands now, but at the time, I mean, I went to high school in Durham here, and I mean, the idea of, and I was in bands in high school, and the idea of getting a slot opening for Let's Active was kind of like a dream, you know. I think that the key to the music scene around here, and the fact that you're right, it was vibrant a long time ago and still is, and kind of manages to remain so even though bands come and go and break up and move and whatever. You know, there's universities here. There's great radio stations, both at UNC and Duke, and NC State and NC Central. And there are great music venues. And I think the one good thing that came out of the attention that, you know, the area got in the early 90s when Superchunk and Archers of Loaf and Polvo and Ben Folds 5, Squirrel Nut Zippers, all these bands were kind of getting some notoriety around the country. And, you know, people always talk about like, oh, you know, it's another scene, it's the next this, it's the next that. The good thing about that lasting impact of that is that people from around here started to go see local bands more, because I think that sometimes, you know, you have to be able to point to something in a national magazine about a local band to get someone to go see a local band. You're like, see, like they're paying attention to them out in the world. Like, wow, maybe we should go see these guys, you know. For some reason, that's kind of what it takes sometimes.
Mac McConn is our guest, and Porta Static are playing live for us today. One of my faves on Be Still Please, of many, including some we can't play like You Blanks, is Sweetness and Light, which is just a beautiful song. Can we get a version of that?
Yeah.
What just came rolling down this morning's face? Some shining tears from sleepy eyes won't go to waste. I've got a lucite frame, been filling up with rain, in red with one wax pencil. We mark the time and date. I'm gonna turn this truck around when we run out of space. You say, why can't you sing of hopeful things and skies that go from gray to blue? I know my voice is like a broken saw. I know my voice is like a tightening screw. If I could write a song of sweetness and light for you. Oh, honey, that's just the first thing that I would do. Yeah, I would too. There is a temperature where even we must take the armor off, a point at which the carapace can just dissolve. And while the river rises cool and clear, Our knees will watch while clouds that covered us are broken by the breeze. You say, why can't you sing of hopeful things and skies that go from gray to blue? I know my voice is like a broken song. I know my voice is like a sickly shrew. If I could sing a song of sweetness and light for you. Oh, honey, that's just the first thing that I would do. Yeah, I would too.
Sweetness and Light, another one from Be Still Please, the latest Portastatic album, and we're getting a chance to talk with Mac about the about Portastatic and music in general. You're a you mentioned the album you did with Portastatic of Brazilian music. You're a big Brazilian music fan. Now, what was it like for Superchunk to play in Brazil? What were the fans knew about the band? Were there?
It was crazy. I mean, I think they knew about the band. It was hard to tell. They were going really pretty bonkers, and but you know, none of our records had ever been released there the first time we went down there, so it was kind of puzzling. And I spoke to someone before we went down there whose band had toured there, and they said, imagine trying to tour the U.S. in a punk band in like 1978. Like, there's no real infrastructure for it, you know what I mean? It's not like in the U.S., you know, you play Columbia, Missouri in the U.S., you kind of know the club where you're going to play. Everybody plays there, you know. Touring Brazil is like, well, we're turning this restaurant into a club tonight, and, you know, move the chairs and tables out of the way, and I hope this PA works, that kind of thing, in a lot of towns. And so it was a little bit bewildering, but like I said, you know, once the show started, there was tons of kids there, and they're all singing along, and like, I have no idea how they knew the songs, because like I said, like, you couldn't buy the CDs there. But it was great. It was wild. It was definitely a little bit seat of your pants in terms of, like I said, is the PA going to work? Are you going to get shocked by the microphone? You know, but it was pretty amazing both times we went down there.
Yeah, and you're in Brazil.
you're in Brazil. And the whole time you're just thinking, like, how does this work? How do these kids know about this? Is this real? It's, you know, it's totally wild.
Well, we got time for one more tune. What would you like to finish up with?
I think it'll be Angels of Sleep, which is the oldest song we're doing, and it's from a record called Slow Note from a Sinking Ship, and it's an arrangement that we've never really done with this song before. So I'm excited about it.
One, two, three, four. With your feet up like that, oh, you don't appear to care, oh, that the demons of life will saw the legs off your chair, and the angels of sleep will take off with all your dreams. Oh, yeah, the angels of sleep will take off with your dreams. Maybe we could keep some for ourselves. 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 And with your sleeves all rolled up. You look ready for the world, and the giants that don't look before crushing sweet girls. Well, every day is a blur. Maybe we can keep it that way. Well, maybe we can keep it that way. Maybe we could keep some for ourselves. 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 Maybe we could keep some for ourselves.
Angels Asleep, finishing up our session with Portastatic today, and we are very happy they had a chance to play live for us and get a chance to talk with Mac McConn about all the things he's been involved with over the years. And it's funny, I'm, you know, reading up. One thing I hear is, you know, Superchunk, indefinite hiatus, and then I hear you talking about you're working on a new Superchunk album, and I guess that's more the truth? You're working on some things?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess to me a hiatus always means that you're going to come back from that, right? Otherwise you would just say you're retired or
exactly.
Something.
Exactly.
So yeah, we've just, you know, like I said, we didn't want to tour as much. And after the last record, I think everybody was kind of burnt out, and we've all been doing different things. But the two or three shows that we do every year are always really fun, and I'd like to make another record. And we have a few new songs towards that end, but we need to write some more and get the whole thing recorded.
Well, thank you so much for playing and for talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Portastatic, our guest today here on the World Cafe.